Chapter 2, Day or Night. Jack shivered. The wind blew hard.
"It's cold," he said. He could see his breath in the air.
"Wrap your scarf tighter," said Annie.
Jack looked down. He had a wool scarf around his neck. He was also wearing woolen pants that buttoned at the knees, a coat, and a hat with three corners. On his feet were funny-looking shoes with buckles. In place of his backpack was a leather bag. Annie was wearing a long coat over a long dress. Jack pulled his scarf tighter. Then he looked out the window with Annie. They'd landed in trees near an icy river. The sky was gray and heavy with clouds.
"It's almost day, or almost night. I can't tell," said Annie.
"Yeah, I hope it's almost day," said Jack.
"I wonder where we'll find something to send," said Annie.
Jack shrugged.
"First we have to find the Revolutionary War," he said.
He opened their research book. By the gray light, he read, "Over 200 years ago, the United States was made up of 13 colonies ruled by Britain. From 1775 until 1782, American patriots fought for independence from Britain. This was called the Revolutionary War." Jack took out his notebook. He wrote, "American patriots fight for independence from Britain." Jack turned the page. There was a picture of soldiers in red uniforms. He read aloud, "During the Revolutionary War, British soldiers wore red uniforms. For this reason, they were called redcoats." Jack wrote in his notebook, "British equal redcoats."
"Wow, snow," said Annie.
Jack looked up from his writing. Annie was holding her hand out the window. A few snowflakes blew into the treehouse.
"Not much yet," said Jack, "but we better find the special writing soon."
"Well, stop reading and come on," said Annie.
She buttoned up her coat and started down the ladder.
Okay, said Jack.
He packed the research book and his notebook into his bag. Then he followed Annie. When they stepped onto the ground, there were more snow flurries. The sky was growing darker.
"I'm afraid it's almost night instead of day," said Jack.
"Yeah,"
said Annie, looking around.
"Hey, look, people."
She pointed up the river. In the misty distance was a campfire. Several men sat around the fire. They all held muskets.
"Maybe they can help us," said Annie.
She started away, but Jack grabbed her.
"Wait, I think they're soldiers," he said. "They have muskets. Remember the muskets from the Civil War? The guns that the soldiers carried?"
"Oh, yeah,"
said Annie.
"They might be redcoats," said Jack. "Let's sneak closer and get a better look at their uniforms."
"Quick," said Annie, "before it's too dark to see."
Chapter 3, It's Time. Annie lifted up her long dress and ran.